The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mandate of our Lord Jesus Christ has been from inception, coming to give life and to give it more abundantly. And to give life and to give it more abundantly is actually a writing that stratify life for us. One thing I always love that God is doing in this our community is actually to give us the stratas in God and how we can follow these steps and arrive at where God wants us to arrive at. And we will not mince words, no matter how funny we may sound, but we will always be very careful to enumerate and emphasize those stratas. Jesus said, my mandate is to give life, but I will not just give it as life, but I will give it as an abundant life. And I will not only give it as an abundant life, I will go further to give the life in more abundant manner. The Amplified said, I will give it to the fullest, to overflowing life. Unto the life swallow us and overflow, so that in and out it will not be man. In and out it will be God life. Until that life is given to us to the full, until the life overflows. And that has been the mandate of Jesus Christ. And this morning, you know, Pastor Dimeji was laboring on this life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And he actually anchored the whole discussion on that life in him, that he is a life giver. What brought him is to give life. And I'm picking up from there to speak this evening, that this life is actually why we are where we are today, and why God is gathering us to talk about the morning star. The mandate is actually the mandate of life. That this is what I am doing, that I came to give life, give it to the fullest, until life overflow mankind. And that we have learned severally that there is life, everlasting life, eternal life. Life is not life. And I know severally, you know, I have come, you know, Daddy told me, you know, last 2 years that there was a sharing that I took, and he said that his title, what he titled that sharing, is the defense of eternal life. Standing in defense of eternal life as God giver of eternal life. But he will not give us that eternal life just like that. He will give us in doses. And that's why I'm taking the journey still in this manner. This has been the mandate of Jesus, to give this life. And why this life? The life is given for to reign. It is a campaign for dominion. That is what man was designed for. Man's design from last night, you know, Pastor Tosin, you know, was talking about having dominion mindset, kingdom mindset. That not about seven mountains, you know, entertainment. That's not what we're talking about. But the kind of the dominion mindset and the kingdom mindset is the kind of the mindset of the life of God taking over mankind. That God's dream will be actualized, where God's life will take over mankind in every facet of the life of man. And that is a process. It's not something that you just come and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my life. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, you have eternal life. Abba. No, Abba. I've never seen anybody who became a medical doctor by saying, Hippocrates, you know. He just recited Hippocrates, you know. He just recited and then he said, in Jesus' name. And then he becomes a medical doctor. But we have this profession that says these are distractions on God's mandate. You know, that all you do is when you confess it and you say it, you have eternal life. It's done. You all wait for a rapture, to be raptured. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So the essence of the life is for dominion. It's for dominion. And that was why God designed man to give him this life, so that man will become a creature of dominion, creature of authority, a kingdom person, a throne person. His desire is not to take him to go and sit on one seat with arms, but to put his life in that man. That is the kingdom. The kingdom is the life of God taking over mankind. A man ruling and reigning on the authority of that life, or on the strength of that life. So when you live that life, you are living the kingdom life. So it is a life. It is not something outside, something they call you to come and sit on. It is an expression of something that you become. Praise God. Praise God. And labors, you know, from the prayer meeting, you know, of this life campaign to the life campaign has been made. And like I said yesterday, I'm just coming to give a short exhortation and re-emphasize certain things that are, and reinforce certain things. My assignment in this convention, or in this campaign, you know, as the Lord permits, is actually to point at certain signposts. And this one thing I trust God to still do this evening. Just point one, and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, he does this, he undertakes this process by revealing his light to us. It is actually the light of revelation of his word. When his word is revealed, it comes to us as a light. And, you know, Peter, you know, in 2 Peter 1, he said, but we have a more sure word of prophecy. Now, the coming of this word, and as this word comes, the word is coming to give us light, because it is this light that is supposed to bring the manifestation of the life. Should I repeat? It is this light that will bring the manifestation of this life. There will be no life manifestation to rule without the light. So he said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. I don't know, Pastor Dimeji said this morning that if there is one thing that the Lord has done to us, or to him in particular, is that when it comes to where we are now, where God is taking us through our parents, concerning everlasting life, is to see the witness of scripture from Genesis to Revelation. I don't know, sir. Anywhere I open, I just see this division, Daddy. A more sure word of prophecy. It's not just word of prophecy. It's not just sure word of prophecy. But I see three divisions. It's a more sure word of prophecy. So we have the word of prophecy. We have the sure word of prophecy. And we have a more or the more sure word of prophecy. You keep seeing divisions. Somebody will say, no, word is word. Word is just word. No, they said this one, a more sure word of prophecy. Now, let me go to where I'm going. It said, whereunto you do well that you take heed. That you take heed. Tonight I want to talk on take heed. That you take heed. Now, the light that will be coming to us, he said, as unto a light. The essence of the light is to bring the manifestation of a life. That's why the light comes. But my signpost is take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Don't take it casually. Take heed. Take it as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. He said, until the day dawn. The word until means you will continue to take it. Take it. Take it. So it's a time frame. You don't take it today and tomorrow you don't take it. Until. So you keep taking it. Keep taking it. Until the day dawn. Until the darkness is past. And until the light comes, the true light. He said, until the day dawn. Now, when the day dawn, he said, and the day star arise in your heart. This is Morning Star Convention. And taking heed to this light that come to us, taking heed to this light that come to us will bring the dawning of the day. And the dawning of the day will make the day star to arise in our hearts. And that is the giving of the day star. That is the giving of the morning star. It's a person arising in our hearts. Me can't wait. That day that I can say, like he said, the works that I do, it's my Father that do live it in me that do it the works. We can't wait for that day that the day star would have taken over every of my stubbornness, every of my own choices, every of my own decision making. And he arise. He arise means he take charge. So the giving of the morning star, it's not about receiving something that shines. But it's talking about a dominion person arising. A dominion person taking over our own lives. His life become our lives. Can you say take heed? Can you say take heed? Can you say take heed? Now, we learned that this life can only be actualized in our lives when we take heed to this light, because in him was life, but the life was the light of men. But light cannot be translated to life until a work is done. And the taking heed is actually allowing the work to be done. Now, Jesus said, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. And we have learned over and over that the work that he is doing, that he said, the work that you have given me to do, I have finished that work. It's actually my Father that is in me that is working. My own work that I do is actually cooperating with my Father. Take it. Cooperate. The Father is doing a work in us. And it might not be pleasant, but we have to cooperate with our Father as he do the work. Because without the work, there will not be the translation of the light into the life. I don't know if I'm saying this in, if I'm saying it too much. Is it too much? Is it too much? The light must be translated to a lifestyle. Until it becomes a lifestyle, you cannot see dominion. Now, I want to share with us briefly something that happened in the life of Jesus. in Matthew chapter 21. Just an excerpt. Taking heed. Taking heed. Matthew 21, verse 23. Matthew 21, 23. And when he was coming to the temple, the chief priest and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching. And said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave you this authority? Me thought he was caught performing miracles. But the Bible said they came unto him as he was teaching. As he was teaching. Because the instrument through which God wants to accomplish this is not by performing miracle. There is so much authority. And that was why in several places they asked him, he said, by what authority do you teach? Do teach these things and do these things? This your teaching is with a certain authority. So is the teaching. In fact, the miracles he performed are product of what he teach. As he was teaching, they said, by what authority doest thou these things? And they were expecting an answer because they saw a man. You know, yesterday I highlighted the lawyer. You know, the man that came to him, he said, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now, these are people that are highly placed in society. They have what it takes, but they just discovered that they lack something. That he has the answer. And these people, they are not ordinary people. They were chief priests. They are elders of the people. It's not just ordinary people in the society, but chief priests. They came and they asked. They were expecting to get the answer, but the answer that he gave looked so weak. Because in the discussion, he asked them a question. And the question he asked them, they could not answer. Then he answered them in a parable. And that's where I'm going. Verse 24. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. 25. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. So what do we do? And they answered Jesus and said, when they concluded, they agreed. So they appoint a spokesman. And the spokesman said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, since you don't know, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Now, it looks as if this is EOD. It seems as if this is the end of discussion. Jesus refused to answer their question. He asked them a question and they could not answer. So Jesus is like saying, Shege, you know. I'm wise enough. They asked me, I couldn't answer. But I saw him say something in the next verse. In the next verse. He said, but what think he? A certain man had two sons. Now here lies the answer. A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go. Walk today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And the second answered and said, I go, sir. And he went not. Whither of them twain did the will of his father? The people were still standing there, or the Pharisees, with their long gowns. They said unto him, the first, Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Just stop there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus told them that the authority by which I teach and operate, the dominion, the power of my, I want to say life and ministry, but some people will think that it's ministry as in ministry defined. But the dominion by which I do or I teach what I teach is actually a dominion that comes by obeying the Father. This is not chanka. It doesn't come that way. It doesn't come by fasting and prayer. What you see in my life, because you can see me in the middle of my teaching, a woman will walk in bent. And I will look at her. I will say, daughter of Abraham, woman, thou art loosed. And she will straighten up. And I will continue teaching. You think it's fasting and prayer is actually a response to the will of my Father. My Father gives me work in the vineyard. And where is the vineyard? My life. I obey commandments. I follow biddings of my Father. I follow the detail of what is written. And that is why he said, lo, I come in the volume of books written concerning me to do your will. Because he said, the will of his Father. The people were standing there and he gave them this parable. It's not about fasting, prayer, waiting on God, you know, doing this, doing that. Okay, attending conventions, listening to all the messages. Take all the notes. Take heed. Take heed. Who is the doer? The doer is the one that cooperates. When the Father is molding him, he goes that way. He goes that way. And one thing about his life was he could easily distinguish what is contrary to the will of the Father. Because he has learned, Daddy told us that, this morning, you know, that if you disobey, you know, it's very easy to disobey next time. When you disobey the second time, it will be much easier to disobey the third time. Is that okay? Is that okay? And then he came to the positive. He said, in the same manner, if you obey, it will be easier to obey the next time. And when you obey the second time, the third time, it will be much easier to obey. So, because he has exercised obedience, obeying the will of the Father, he has exercised it. If you get off the will of the Father, no matter how anointed you are, he picks you. You can, at this moment, say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we turn to move. And then I say, I go to Jerusalem. And I will be given into the hands of the teachers and the scribes and the Pharisees, and they will buffet me. I will suffer many things, and they will kill me, and I will rise on the third day. And then the same you that said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you turn and said, if you call him aside and say, Rankadede, you see, but the way you talk, I respect you. Because of your anointing. But if you look at me very well, I'm older than you. You know, and you know, days and years teached wisdom. The glory of the aged is in their gray hair. You are still younger. You don't understand. You don't talk like that. We just started ministry. And don't spoil things for us. It's not time for death. It's time to establish the ministry. You see, you don't know the time to talk about it. You see, your mouth, you are young. Be careful with your mouth. Jesus could discern immediately that this one is satanic. And what made him to discern that satanic move was because he has exercised himself in doing the biddings of the Father. So he could quickly say, ha, 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 not Peter, Satan, get out. Because this voice is not a voice that actually will make me finish the work that the Father has given me. So it's all about finishing the work, because I am in a journey to inherit a throne. Jesus knows that something is at stake. Jesus knows that he is in a journey to go and stand, and he will hear, you are my begotten son, today have I begotten you. Sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Jesus knows that. And he knows that it is through the path of death. And that path can only be taken as one learn to take heed. Take heed and do all the commandments. Can you give me the last verse that we read in Matthew 21, the last verse? Jesus said, whether of them twain did the will of his father? They said unto him, the first. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Now, the question of authority, because they asked him a question of authority, he said, you're talking about kingdom, I understand. And the kingdom is about obeying the Father's will. If you obey the Father's will, it does not matter how rough your life has been. It does not matter where you are coming from. Publicans, no matter how publicanous your mind, your soul is, it doesn't matter how halotorious your soul has been. When you come to this pool, when you come to this campaign, the words that you hear, take it. If you take it, you're opening door for the day to dawn and the day star to arise in your heart. And the rising, or the arising of the day star in your heart, is the announcement of the kingdom. He said, they will enter the kingdom. Because they follow. When the prostitutes, when the publicans follow, do the will of the Father. They come. They hear. They don't only hear. They do. They are the ones that will have this authority. They are the ones that will have this light turned into a light. Jesus made a remarkable statement in John chapter 2 at the wedding feast. The mother asked him, wine is finished. Get wine for them. He said, woman, what do I have to do with you? John 2, 4. He said, what do I have to do with you? Woman, my hour is not yet come. But Mary was so careful. Verse 5. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Do it. I leave you with this charge this evening. Whatsoever. Let me tell you something. Some of us have sown allegiance. Amen. Amen. I heard Kenneth Hagin talk about his the father of Lynette. That is Kenneth Hagin Jr.'s wife. The father of Lynette said, you see this Hagin fellow? Whatever he tells you to do, we have followed him for years. Whatever he tells you to do, even if you don't understand, just do it, you come out fine. See this Hagin fellow? Just do it, you come out fine. That's Lynette's father. And some of us have sworn allegiance. We have trusted what God is saying to us in meetings like this and through our fathers, that whatever they say unto us, you may not understand for now. I don't know about you, but sometimes when some of these doors, new frontiers are open, you go blind. It's like you black out. Say, Thor, daddy has started again. A new thing, morning star again. Thor, tomorrow it will be another Tauraro. I leave you with this word. Whatsoever he said to you, do it, and you will come out fine. The Lord bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The terrain where you have been brought into, you need the heart of a servant to journey further. You can't have your own idea and make progress. It will deprive you of the next step. It will deprive you of progress in the spirit. You must lose your idea. It is not an advice. It is not a counsel. It is an instruction. It is a commandment. You don't have an impute in instructions. You don't have an impute in commandments. You do. That is what servants do. You do. That is what approves a servant. You obey. You obey. You obey. You obey. And that is how you make progress in the spirit. Go obey. Go do. Go do. All the words that I command you. All the words of this life. Go do. All instructions you hear. Go do. And you will live. Go do. And you will prosper. Go do. And you will see that I will receive you. Go do. 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 That is what approves you before the throne. It is more blessed to do. Yea, to obey. Yea, to do the things which I instruct. Than to come forward with your own counsel. Than to come forward with your own ideas. This is not a terrain where you've got some idea. It's not a terrain where you understand what's going on. You don't know nothing here. You simply obey what we say. You obey what we say. You obey what we say. That is how to make progress. That is how to be a dear child. That is how to be a dear child. Obey. Obey. Yes, obey. Obey until you are lost in obedience. Obey until you lose yourself. Obey until you lose the voice that prods you to rebellion. Obey until you lose your ability to withstand the voice of the Lord. Obey until you lose the capacity to disobey. Yes, obey. Obey. Rebellion is in every soul. Rebellion is in every creature. If angels keep their estate, it's because they chose to obey. The one who chose to do otherwise, you saw him. Rebellion is in creation. You can choose to obey. You can choose to obey. You can choose to obey. You've got a will, use it to obey. You've got grace, use it to obey. You've got light, use the light you have to obey. You've got grant of grace, use what you've got to obey. For when you use what you've got to obey, you will get more. You will get more. It is not a terrain of advice. It's a place of commandment and instruction. Go do all I say, says the Spirit.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.